This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. There's encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows promise in the fight against the virus. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
A small safety study of a vaccine being developed by Oxford University scientists found promise that it might just be able to treat the virus. Dr. Adrian Hill, the director of the Jenner Institute at Oxford, so the 1,000 subjects were inoculated with the vaccine and...
We are seeing good immune responses in almost everybody.
Larger trials are underway in the UK, South Africa, and Brazil. Even larger ones start soon in the US. The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan says as researchers succeed, there could become an ethical dilemma.
We are going to have to prioritize who gets what vaccine at the beginning.
I'm Tim McGuire.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says as the world waits for a vaccine, it's important to fight the virus with the tools available.
With strong leadership, community engagement, and a comprehensive strategy to suppress transmission and save lives, COVID-19 can be stopped. We do not have to wait for a vaccine. We have to save lives now.
Johns Hopkins University reports more than 14.6 million people have tested positive for COVID, with more than 608,000 deaths. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. For more information on the pandemic and the very latest on COVID-19, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the United States, 45 hospitals in the southern U.S. state of Florida report having no intensive care beds available as the surge in coronavirus cases in the United States puts a strain on the healthcare system. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says he is on the brink of issuing another stay-at-home order for the nation's second-largest city. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced he will resume his televised coronavirus briefings.
I think it's information out to the public as to where we are with the vaccines, with the therapeutics, and generally speaking, where we are. And so I think we'll start that probably starting tomorrow. I'll do it at 5 o'clock like we were doing. We had a good slot.
In other news, as federal officers crack down on protesters in Portland, Oregon, Chicago's mayor is rejecting President Trump's suggestion that he send agents there, too. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president's all but promising to send federal troops to several big cities run by what he calls liberal Democrats, including Chicago's Lori Lightfoot.
Would you say they need help after this weekend? Do you know the numbers? Did you hear the numbers? Many, many shot. Many, many killed.
But after seeing what's happened in Portland, Lightfoot says federal agents are not needed or wanted.
We don't need federal agents without any insignia, taking people off the street and holding them, I think, unlawful.
Saying if the president really wants to help, he can fully fund efforts against gun violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Syrian state media says the country's air defenses intercepted Israeli missiles over the capital Monday during an attack which a war monitor says hit several positions of regime forces and Iran-backed militias. A military spokesman in Israel says its army does not comment on foreign reports. Egypt's parliament approved a possible deployment of troops outside its borders after President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi spoke of potential military operations in Libya. This follows a phone conversation between the Egyptian leader and President Trump. The two reportedly agreed to maintain a ceasefire in Libya and avoid an escalation there. Sudan's former President Omar al-Bashir faces trial starting Tuesday over the military coup that brought him to power more than 3 decades ago. He could face the death penalty if convicted. Iran says it has executed a former translator convicted of spying for the U.S. and Israel, including helping to locate a top Iranian general killed later by the Americans. For all the latest news, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is Jim Bertel, VOA News.